Well, you have returned to the final segment 5 of Program 7 for today, June the 24th, and rebroadcast again on tomorrow on Sunday, June the 25th at 10 a.m. And I have prepared here something that I wrote 3.5 years ago, almost. It was when I began to be concerned about what I saw, and I took some action by creating a little group of people called Crossover in Jacksonville and then the Christian Everyday Joe. But here is something I put in writing in August of 2000, and I stand by what I said then today. I believe dispensational theology is the only lens through which we can accurately assess the geopolitical landscape, and that discipline clearly tells us that the apocalyptic events are here, that persons without a personal relationship with Jesus the Christ, or at least an awareness of what Bible prophecy is telling us plainly, plus a good background in world history, will be utterly perplexed by the rapidly accelerating events of this darkening age that was actually foretold as much as 2,700 years ago and foreshadowed well before that in earlier Holy Scripture. The men that received this message that I wrote are men with whom I've had significant conversations in the past and who have an interest in maintaining an awareness in changing times. Each person that received that message that I wrote 3.5 years ago has my permission to forward this and any other message which follows to selected reliable men of similar convictions, trying to create that consensus, that group of men with common belief. I encourage you to do so, to repeat what I'm saying. I encourage you to do so to promote awareness and discussion about current events and to encourage proactive planning for possible scenarios that may develop soon. Well, it's here now. A sweeping win by Donald J. Trump in the 2020 election will bring a battle to push back against a strong enemy whose time is just about here. It will not, however, galvanize those allies to substantial action unless we proactively identify and recruit them, recruit those allies. That should be the takeaway for all of us with the Biden-Harris ticket staring us in the face. A crazed witch owning Congress, both branches, as she says, it's Nancy Pelosi, as well as a posse of absolutely subversive female representatives aiming to restructure, that means destroy America's existing paradigm for success and stability. It's really been driven by the X chromosome, AOC, and others. That these people even exist within the government pantheon of decision makers is, at least based on the foundation laid by our forefathers, unthinkable. It proves that ruling men, and that's those white men that look like me, have been asleep at the switch, like Adam was when it really mattered. That is not a forgivable accident. It is a crime of great magnitude, and I own it. I own it. You own it. So my opinion messages begin, and I hope you will consider my words carefully and pass along my thoughts to foster discussion and critical analysis among the like-minded or nearly so men that may still be left. I believe I'm speaking for my Father God in the following statement. God help me if I'm not. I stick by it. Here it is. Joe Biden is the God-permitted metaphor of how he sees all white males in the existing and recently passed generation of men. Joe Biden represents everything we are, or better said, are not. There's no rational reason for Joe to be the standard bearer for the Democrats. Nope, I called them Democrats. Absolutely none. He is a vain, valueless, disoriented, spineless, empty suit, and he's currently hellbound, a traitor of America. The only reason for his presence as a top Dem is to serve as a message from God to a specific subset of ruling men, even while he is the Trojan horse to permit the illicit overthrow of our government. I said that in August of 2020. Joke of Biden, as I call him, is properly described by the adjective pusillanimous, hence pusillanimous Joe, or the composite portrait of white American males, what we have become. We have utterly failed as protectors of Christian America, and we must now confront this. What am I doing about pusillanimous Joe and my own glaring deficiencies, like non-existent Bible knowledge? August of 2020, I put those words in, and I go back and review the events of the last 3.5 years, and particularly the last 2 weeks. And we got what we deserved. Joke of Biden, the Democrats, courtesy of the DNC. And now we sit on the precipice of some really nasty things, possibly even a couple of weeks ahead with this mess in the Ukraine and the Soviet Union. Well, we own it. Thus endeth Program 7, June the 24th. I hope you come back next week when I talk about 100 people that have screwed up America. God bless you.